You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Start small initially. Don't be afraid to go ugly early, as I call it. You don't have to always get into the sexy business. Understand that failure is going to happen to you, and you really got to have determination and learn how to rebound from that situation. And entrepreneurial opportunities right now are absolutely tremendous all across the U.S. and the world.
The first thing is have a bottle of your favorite booze on your desk at all times, because there will be time period when you will need to reach there and grab it, because you will be frustrated.
Take the risk, give up the 9-to-5 job, and, you know, get after it. You know, execute the idea and put it in motion.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
This is Terry Daniel. Join me for the VoiceOver Cafe right here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
This is Michelle Salater with Business Confessional Talk Radio, and you're listening to the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio, in association with eLos Angeles, is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Mr. Richard Enderlin, a managing partner at BRC Advisors Commercial Real Estate, whose management team brings a wealth of experience with some of today's top real estate and investment firms. Mr. Enderlin is both an entrepreneur and a leader. The former enables him to foster a culture of innovation, a place where flexibility is a given and creativity is necessary, while the latter provides him with the wisdom to inspire and learn from his colleagues. Mr. Enderlin, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. So for the benefit of our listeners, tell us about BRC Advisors Commercial Real Estate.
Well, we're a full-service commercial real estate firm, which means we handle brokerage, sales of office buildings, apartments, retail, industrial, and triple net lease deals. We also handle leasing of commercial buildings, including retail leases, office leases. We represent both the tenants as well as the landlords. Another division is our property management company, and we also do asset management, and we also have a capital group which handles investments for our firm as well. Just a little bit of background on BRC Advisors. You know, we were founded in 2004 by our chairman, Jim Wong. Jim is not only a close friend of mine, but we cut our teeth together at Marcus & Millichap Commercial Real Estate back in the 90s. Jim left in 04. I left in 01 to start my own firm. Jim left in 04 to start BRC, and we got back together as a team in 2007. Our headquarter office is in downtown Los Angeles. We expanded to Beverly Hills in 07, and we are now having five offices with our new Koreatown office that we just signed a lease for and are opening next month.
I understand BRC recently had an extremely impressive number of achievements, including a 60-day record of $225 million in transactions. Share with us some background about this success and why BRC continues to be a leader in the commercial real estate industry.
Well, you know, as most people know, that real estate suffered immensely with the capital explosion back in 2008. We suffered mightily, but we hung tough, kept our head above water. And the good news is that the last 6 months, things have really turned around. A majority of the $225 million in gross sales that we did was through our triple net lease group. And this is a group that handles things such as CVS pharmacies. It's a net leased investment for people who do not want to purchase the traditional types of commercial real estate. it's sort of an annuity-type investment for people who don't want to buy bonds or stocks but prefer to get a safe investment in real estate. Our triple net lease team is headed by a fellow by the name of Sean O'Shea, who's got about 40 years in the business. And Sean took about almost a year to 14 months to put this deal together. It totaled $150 million alone on a transaction of 12 CVS pharmacies at a portfolio sale. One of the largest deals in the nation, considering given the size as well as the scope of it. What really made the deal unique and wonderful is that not only did it take over a year to produce, but Sean's expertise in working nationwide with his investors both in New York and Los Angeles was able to put this deal together and help us to achieve, again, one of the largest transactions nationwide. The remaining $75 million is actually wonderful for us as well. We did $111 million in sales last year, and obviously we did $75 million excluding Sean's deal. Just in the first 6 months. I attribute that to a loosening up of credit standards, certainly more interest in investment sales that we've seen in the last couple of years, thanks to credit markets getting a little bit looser and lending requirements getting a little bit better. So that environment has improved. That's helped us get back on track and start to see some additional transaction sales, which basically fell off the face of the earth in 2008. For example, most industries, we suffered an 85% decline in transactions in 2008-2009. So we're definitely seeing that as a turnaround, and we are very optimistic in terms of what the future holds. Despite the fact that this is an election year, we're prepared to go whichever direction the country is going to go in, and we think that there's going to be opportunities either way.
Very impressive. Now, BRC also has several offices throughout Southern California, with another one about to open. Tell us more about the reach and the depth of BRC.
Well, we started in downtown Los Angeles as our headquarters. Beverly Hills, of course, is one of the most expensive real estate regions in the nation, and we opened up an office there in 2008. We were the number one leasing firm in all of Beverly Hills, and anybody who's been on Rodeo Drive certainly knows how wonderful and how expensive that real estate is. And to be the number one leasing team in that area is something we're very proud of. Through that, we expanded into the Valley and the Encino market. The Valley is a huge untapped market for so many firms, so we decided to open an office there about a year and a half ago, and that has been extremely successful for us. Our Manhattan Beach office was actually originally our management office, and we transitioned that into a brokerage office, and that just took place a few months back, and we're pleased to say that that unto itself has been a remarkable success. They just closed a $10 million and a $6 million deal, respectively. The new office that we're opening up, as I mentioned earlier, is in Koreatown. BRC Advisors, our diversity is kind of what separates us. We have our managing partner, Jim Wong, is of Asian descent, and our two other partners are Iranians, and I'm Italian, so we kind of represent the globe altogether. And what made it interesting is that through Jim's connections, the Korean market has a ton of money coming over into investments in here in Los Angeles. And it made all the sense in the world for us to extend and reach out into that market. Thus, we're opening up this office in Koreatown. We've already secured the services of two of the most exclusive brokers, one of which headed the Korean Brokers Association for a number of years. And we've already closed three deals. So we're very, very excited about this, and we think that with the dollar falling the way it has, with the interest that the Korean community has in Los Angeles and United States investment overall, but in Los Angeles particularly, we think this is going to be an extremely profitable office for us, and we're very, very excited about it.
Today we are joined by Richard Enderlin, a managing partner at BRC Advisors Commercial Real Estate, whose management team brings a wealth of experience with some of today's top real estate and investment firms, here on Enterprise Radio in association with eLos Angeles, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mr. Enderlin, in terms of experience, BRC has an impressive array of distinguished professionals. Share with us some examples of the expertise BRC does provide.
Well, in terms of experience, the managing partners alone have about 75 years in commercial real estate. Unfortunately, I lead the league in that, and with 30 years of it, only because I'm the oldest. We also have a couple of guys in our firm that have 40-plus years experience, and it's a tremendous mix. We've got 47 brokers of old brokers who have a ton of experience and a lot of young, new talent that's very eager, aggressive, and willing to get after it. And I think what makes us, separates us from the rest of our competition is that we have these people working together. 73% of the deals that BRC closed were co-brokered. That's unprecedented in our industry. Typically, the industry average is about 25%. The reason for that is twofold. One is we're an exclusive group of brokers that likes to work together because it's necessary to do so, especially after the credit collapse of 2008. People knew that they had to work together because not any one broker has all the deals, and that working together is more conducive to doing deals. And it's worked out so well for us, especially with the mix. And we also specialize. We have people who specialize in restaurant sales. I mentioned our triple net lease group. I mentioned our leasing group. I mentioned our apartment sales group. All of these are specialists in those particular areas of commercial real estate. So when someone calls BRC Advisors and they have an industrial building in the city of Commerce, for example, well, we've got people who've sold industrial buildings. We've actually sold car washes. We have a gas station director. So we encompass virtually every aspect of commercial real estate. If it's an income property, we probably have someone who specializes in that. And the great thing is through our network, if someone who, example, specializes in apartment sales gets a lead on a car wash or a gas station or one of these other one-off type investments, they can come to someone else in our firm, team up, and do the sale together. And it's been extremely successful for us. We have our leasing guys who team up with our transaction guys and vice versa, and they're sharing on both the leasing commissions as well as the transaction commissions. And it makes for a happy group. We've got, like I said, 47 brokers, and they really enjoy working with one another, and it's been very productive for all of us.
Sounds like a great culture at BRC. Now, finally, service is a cornerstone of the success of BRC. Why is this factor so critical?
You know, in today's market, the competition for investment sales is as tough as ever. Everybody's fighting for every last dollar of every deal. And because we cooperate so much with each other, we're essentially getting, in essence, a two-for-one. We don't have that independent broker where I want to double in the deal and have all the commission, and it's just me. Deals have become so extraordinarily longer than they used to be because of all of the regulations that banks have to go through, the financing aspects of it. What was once a 60 or 90-day deal is now a 180-day deal. To do that, for one person to handle that is just very, very difficult. It's very difficult to get the deals done. But when you co-op and co-broker these deals, you have, again, two professionals, sometimes three, and even then they have assistants, and essentially you're getting a team to handle the particular sale of your transaction. That bodes real, real well with investors. They like to see that. They know they're getting full service, that the attention to detail is going to be taken care of because they have all these resources at their disposal to handle everything from every bank regulation that they need to have fulfilled, as well as getting the best possible and prospective buyer for those particular that particular investment.
Well, tell our listeners where they can get more information and to be in touch with BRC Advisors online.
Well, we have a website. It's brcadvisors.com, www.brcadvisors.com. And on there, you'll see a full array of all the services of all of our brokers. You can go to our specialties. The website's broken up so that you can get information. And, of course, if you ever have any questions, you can reach me in our downtown Los Angeles at 213-226-8714.
Very good. He is Richard Enderlin, a managing partner at BRC Advisors Commercial Real Estate, whose management team brings a wealth of experience with some of today's top real estate and investment firms. And the website of reference, once again, is brcadvisors.com. Mr. Enderlin, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you and the company.
Thank you, Eric. Very much appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.